Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Here with Sarah Given, theater and speech instructor at the Mexico High School. We were talking a little bit about your famous son before we took our break. Everybody might know him as Riley. As a matter of fact, he worked at the radio station for a little while, but he was also a big part of speech and theater at the Mexico High School. Remind us again whenever Riley graduated from MHS.
Riley graduated in 2020. With that wonderful group of students that had that July graduation when the world shut down. He went off to study theater at the University of Central Missouri. He is the third in our family, generation-wise. My mom and dad met at Warrensburg, CMSU. I went to CMSU and then Riley went to UCM. He planned to study theater performance and he graduated in December doing wonderful things. When he was in high school, he was the only student in Missouri to qualify all 4 years to the National Speech and Debate Association National Tournament. So we are definitely proud of him, not just as parents, but as his teacher, director, and coach.
He's continuing to do big things, as a matter of fact, and I believe he's got a role in a play in Kansas City. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yes, very excited. Riley got a phone call while he was in production for Cinderella at UCM playing Prince Topher to come audition for the Coterie Theater's production of The Lightning Thief. So he made his video and he sent it off and was cast as Percy Jackson in The Lightning Thief. So his first professional production is with a lead role. And Coterie Theater is, I think it was the New York Post, had claimed that it was the fifth best theater for young audiences in the nation. Absolutely. So we're super excited.
And you've taken some of your students from MHS to see this production, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that right?
Yes. On the 24th, we have 47 students from the community that are going to go with us all the way to Kansas City to see that production, and we're super excited.
Another thing that goes on, and this is a huge thing for Mexico whenever the speech and debate districts go on here at the Mexico High School. There are a lot of people that come into the town and stay, usually for a couple of days. No different this year, and as a matter of fact, you're looking for some judges for that, as I understand it. Kind of tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
We absolutely need judges. We're hosting districts, actually for the last time, here at Mexico High School on March 1st and 2nd. On March 1st, we will be hosting debate, one act, and Reader's Theater competition while school's going on, and then through the evening, and then on March 2nd, we'll have debate elimination rounds and individual events. We need judges for debate, we need judges for all the individual events. The ones I'm really concerned about are the rounds that we're hosting that start at 12:30 on Friday, because I realize the community works. So if there's any retired teachers or retired community members that would like to come in, or maybe they have a day off and they'd like to volunteer some hours, we're looking for some debate judges. One Act in Reader's Theater, we bring in theater personalities from around the state to come and judge those competitions, so that's taken care of. On Saturday, we need judges for events like storytelling and dramatic and duet, radio, humorous, prose, poetry. We have all kinds of opportunities for you, and you can find that information on the website. You just need to fill out the form. MSHA does pay judges per round, so it's actually a paid opportunity, and we like to feed you.
And it is a good time, and it's very interesting. If anybody is not ever signed up for that, I would encourage you to do so, because these kids put a lot of hard work into it, and they need some good judges. So we will put that information out on KXEO.com as well. We're going to take our second break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about C2C Community Conversations here in just a moment, as Sarah Given is our guest this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.